What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. And today, we have the freak-offs with the Diddy parties. We have Paul Walker's just acting crazy before he died, and much more. Now let's... So what's up, everybody? You know, it's been a long hiatus. A lot of shit's happened. Thanks for sticking with the program and just seeing, you know what happens. But on my front, like the past 3 weeks, shit has just been wild. I've had beef with my neighbors. I've had a bug infestation. I've had just crazy shit happen, dude. And let's just start off from the top. So about 3 weeks ago, my upstairs neighbors didn't connect their bathtub upright, and it just fucking, their water just collapsed through my fucking bathroom. Like, what are you supposed to do when that happens, dude? I fucking rushed home from work. My old lady hit me up. She's like, yo, emergency, emergency. Like, it was like something from a fucking alien movie. Like, the AI is like, hey, shit's going down. You better fucking react now. So that boy goes home, you know, fucking hits up the HOA people. I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Let's fix this shit. Boom. Shit gets fixed like in a week. Next thing you know, we just have tons of bugs running around the house. Shit's in my fucking stepson's hair. We're like, hey, it's not in our hair. We're good. Next thing you know, shit's in our hair. Boy, and if you ever fucking dealt with that, that's the shit that will drive you straight to the insane asylum, dude. Because I'm just like, let's start an electrical fire and just start over. Let's hit ourselves with the old Jewish lightning bolt from Zeus himself and just start over. But like, you know, after throwing away like pretty much 80% of our items and, you know, chopping my hair off and just fucking basically hitting the emergency button, dude, we're all good. But in the meantime, man, we've the Diddy freak-offs, dude, and we've been talking about this for ages. These rich people are too bored. Like, why can't you just kick it, dude? Why do you gotta go over there and fucking start drugging people and, you know, sodomizing them, dude? And then I heard this, like, well, did you know that they hard-boiled an egg and stick it up the dude's, you know, rectum? And if that boiled egg shatters or anything, any of that shell, that means you're not ready for P. Diddy, dude. So, I don't know, man. Ashton Kutcher's in on this. You know, we've talked about him before. Dude, just did you know that the celebrities in Hollywood and the music industry are this weird? I've always said it. If I sold my soul, I would already be at the top, man. But you just can't do that. You gotta go the old-fashioned route. You gotta fucking bleed slowly and just put your art out and let that shit just fucking be, dude. But they said, and the baby oil, that he had thousands of bottles of baby oil. Inside that baby oil, there was GHB, shit like that, just things that fucking really relaxed you. But man, some dark shit, dude. And you think it just stops there? No, because I found out Paul Walker, our boy from Fast and Furious, the pretty boy with blue eyes, when he died, he was dating a 16-year-old lady, one little child. And it's like, dude, God always looks out for the fucking, looks out, dude. Like, of course he died for a reason. You shouldn't be out there fucking messing around with little kids. So, Paul Walker, you got what you deserve, dude. You're a fucking freak. You shouldn't be fucking messing around with 16-year-olds. Fucking animal. And it's just so weird. Like, why do people in power always do the sketchiest shit? Like, who's gonna be legit, dog? Who's gonna be the first one to be legit? Like, where's the common decency nowadays, dude? And you know, we just can't get enough of it, man. But it's just crazy because as I grow older and I'm like, I don't know how people have enough time to do any of this shit. Like, I barely have time to take showers, fucking wash, like clean the house, fucking put out a podcast. It took me 3 months to get to this point to put this podcast out right now. And it's fucking just because there's so much shit to do before this. Because my number one rule is like, can't put the pot out if shit's fucked up, bro. Like, and basically the past 3 weeks is shit's been real fucked up. But you know what, thanks for sticking through it. We're gonna get through this. I'm gonna start putting them out every day again, and we're gonna start talking about this shit that's super messed up, man. Because these Hollywood elites and these fucking music industry people, they need to be talked about and they need to be put on Front Street. But like that egg thing, there's no way people are boiling eggs and like seeing if they're ready, dude. That's just insanity. But you see these pictures with them boiled eggs and I'm like, bro, don't fucking do it, bro. And then I'm just seeing like, I just can't get this other shit out of my head. About the Grand Canyon, they're finding hieroglyphics and fucking other shit from ancient Egypt in the Grand Canyon, and you're like, everything's blocked off, and you just think like the government doesn't want you to know the history, dude. They want you to be talking about these fucking celebrities and shit, but which we should, but when are we gonna talk about the Grand Canyon fucking hieroglyphics and the artifacts down there? Because that's what really interests me. Not only are these fucking freaky fucking pedophile animal Hollywood elites acting crazy, but like, let's talk about the real shit too. Ancient history. Let's start guessing, dude, because that's the fun shit. And then another thing too, like, in the name of Halloween, and Rob Zombie, I just can't stop bumping Dracula. Like, have you bumped Dracula from Rob Zombie and just fucking stared in the mirror and started headbanging, dude? Then you haven't lived yet. Because that's true living, brother. But yeah, man, I used to wear P. Diddy cologne. And like, I'm not gonna lie, when I was wearing that cologne back in the day, the boy was getting play. I was like, shout out to P. Diddy. But now, bro, shit was a little sus. That's the last cologne I ever wore. And did you know, if a grown man wears cologne, he's a bisexual. He's pretty much a bi, dude. And that's what NSYNC was thinking about when they're going, bye, 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 bye. I had enough. It wasn't about fucking just staying on the straight path. That was a glimpse into the future of them going into the boiled egg parties with P. Diddy. You know, call it what you want, but Kevin Hart's in on it. Your favorite, that little fucking munchkin dude. I never thought he was funny in the first place. So, it's just constant fucking freak activities. And I'm like, who's that sexual, dude? Like, who wants to have sex that bad? Be a gentleman, fucking beat your meat in the shower, dude, and fucking come back a normal person. But no, these people have to go fucking drug a bunch of people, get sodomized, and go, is that good enough to make it to the next level? Bro. It's time to sack up and not get sodomized for success. So shout out to you guys for sticking through it with me. This was a rough first episode, but you know what? We're gonna come back next week with another one and another one and another one, dropping every Monday. And that's JT. You know, one time for the one time. I love you guys. Couldn't do it without you. We done, son.